Hey, this is DJ Freak, and welcome to Oval Hour, pulling the rad facts straight from the White House on Wednesdays 9 p.m. to 10 p.m. at radio.dominican.edu. Thanks for tuning in today, where we'll be discussing two presidents, Teddy Roosevelt and William Taft. Today, my guest today is Ted.
Out here like a polar bear.
What, Ted? What do you mean?
Good evening, listeners. Nothing, I'm here. I'm ready. I'm prepared.
So, Ted, are you excited to talk about Teddy Roosevelt?
Super excited.
Why? Is there any reason?
Well, he is a very distinctive president. He had similar interests to me, and he was rugged and cowboy-esque. And those are things that I admire in a president. Haven't had that in a while.
That's pretty cool. Would you run for president, Ted?
That is a hard question.
Would you be willing to run for president?
I was on a road trip recently, and the driver of the vehicle asked me what I would do if I were chosen to be the king of the United States. What would be my first act? You know, what would be my first thing to do? So I've actually kind of been thinking about this a little bit. And the first thing that I would do is make the best college football team play the worst NFL team, because everyone's always wanted to see that.
Why?
Because everyone's always wanted to see it.
Why would you want to see that, though? And why would that be the first thing you would do if you were king?
In some senses, it would be fascinating. In some senses, it would be ridiculous. A little bit of both, you know?
I mean, I guess America is like, football, yeah, football. So maybe some people enjoy it. I don't think I would enjoy it just because I don't like watching football as much.
I think Teddy Roosevelt would probably back the idea.
He definitely was American. He definitely had that. He had that going for him. He had a lot.
That's true. I mean, what else would you want to get behind but your
football.
Best? Yeah, amen.
Good old football. What about baseball?
What
I
about
heard
it?
That's the American sport.
I've heard that too. So my second concept was to make every professional athlete switch sports. So all your baseball players would have to play hockey or football, and football players would all have to play baseball. Just to mix it up, you know? You're not allowed to play whatever sport you've been playing for the last 5 years as a professional athlete.
So it's kind of like Space Jam, like the movie.
Kind
of. He plays.
Your example there is Michael Jordan, and he chose to be bad at baseball and so-so at golf.
So
not professionally, of course.
Choose some random person.
This would be by force.
This is by force.
Yes.
Like, it was a law.
Yeah, A-Rod has to be running back now.
I would love to see that. I don't really watch either sport, but I'm pretty sure it'd be pretty funny. So, a little bit about Theodore Roosevelt, my personal favorite president. I don't know why. It's probably because I had to write an essay about him and learn so much. So, Theodore Roosevelt was an American politician, author, naturalist, soldier, explorer, and historian who served as the 26th president of the United States. He was the leader of the Republican Party and founder of the Progressive Party, insurgent of 1912. Theodore Roosevelt's presidency is distinguished by his dedication to pursuing monopolies under the Sherman Antitrust Act. He was the first president to speak out on conservation, and he greatly expanded the system of national parks and national forests. His foreign policy focused on the Caribbean, where he ordered the construction of the Panama Canal and guarded it. There were no wars, but his slogan, would you like to say a slogan? No? All right, speak softly and carry a big stick, was underscored by expanding the Navy and sending the Great White Fleet on a world tour. He negotiated an end to the Russo-Japanese War, for which he won the 1906 Nobel Peace Prize. He's a pretty amazing guy. He's done a lot in his presidency. And I really respect it, because I had to write so many papers about it, so it made it really easy, because I could just keep ranting on about him and being like, yo, he did this, he did that. That's pretty cool.
And through all the ranting, you developed some respect for the man, the myth, the legend?
I guess. I'm pretty sure Teddy Roosevelt pole vaulted, and I pole vaulted, and I was like, that's pretty cool. That's respectful. Pole vaulting's hard.
Who do you think would win in a pole vaulting competition between you and Teddy Roosevelt?
I think it would have to be Teddy. I mean, I did all right, but I wasn't, like, that good. I was, like, I'm, like, JV status. Like, I could win a couple of those, but varsity, couldn't do that. Just got some points there once in a while. So Teddy would definitely win.
Do you know if he was a varsity pole vaulter?
I'm not sure whether he did, like, college or high school or varsity or JV. I think it said he did it in college, which means he must be pretty good. But I don't really know how college pole vaulting went back in his day.
Yeah, competition might not have been that stiff.
It might have been really easy. It might have been back when all you had to do was jump over a pole and there was a bar with a pole and there was no cushion to land in. And then he'd definitely win because I'm not doing that.
That definitely factors in his rugged nature.
That's for sure. He fell in sand and that must have been so hard, like ridiculously hard. I would never do that. I would break a bone or something.
It depends on the kind of sand. There are lots of different varieties of sand. Not that I know anything about sand. Beyond that, there are lots of different types.
You're an expert at sand.
I'm not. No. I'm not. I wish.
You wish.
One of these days, you know, maybe I'll get my degree in sand varieties.
What would you do with it, though?
Examine sand.
And decide what with it?
What would the best sand was, you know, what was appropriate for certain environments, the different types of sand around the world.
Would you be like a landscaper? So you'd be like, you need this type of sand from Great America or something like that.
I think I'd probably try to stick to the academic side of sand studies. You know, I'd try to, you know, get as high up as I could, you know, get a doctorate maybe in studying sand.
I'm not going to stop you.
Oh, I
know
that.
It's something you should do. It'd be kind of cool and I wouldn't mind it. It'd be like, what kind of sand should I use for?
Yeah, no, I could definitely advise you if you needed some, you know, some professional academic advice on sand qualities and varieties. But, and being a landscaper, I don't know about that.
But you're like, you have a doctorate, so you're like, I'm a doctor, so you'd be like, I'm Dr. Landscaper.
Mm-hmm.
I'm Dr. Ted.
Yeah. Dr. Sand.
Dr. Sand, that could be your nickname.
Yeah, or the Sandman.
That would be cool. Would you play Metallica, though?
No.
No, you no. wouldn't. Mm-hmm. You wouldn't.
No, just no? sand. Just the sand.
Just the sand.
That's it.
There's no other thing around
no,
it.
No, just the sand. Sand focused, you know. You gotta be really, you know, focused on that and get that done first. And then, you know, Metallica, we'll see about that later.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, that's good to know that maybe you have a future in sand.
Mm-hmm.
But I know Teddy did not have a future in sand, but he had a lot of, I found a lot of facts about him.
Mm-hmm.
And last time's show, I found like a little, literal page full of random facts, like what's his shirt size? Sadly, I couldn't find his shirt size, which is a little depressing because I want to know what his shirt size was.
I'm going to go with a large.
Just a large. No, it was descriptive. It was like, it's a 12. Okay, I don't know what
Here's the offsetting fact. I've read that he was well known for his robust masculinity, and that tells me that he was just a large.
He was just a large.
Just a large.
Because he was robust.
Yeah, he's masculine, you know, and he's not going to get into complicated sizes and stuff.
He's just like,
just give him a shirt that fits, okay?
I'm a large.
Yeah, just give me that one there.
What about his neck? Because I know when you have like a collared shirt.
Yeah, it's an inches.
What do you think his neck was?
Average size is like a 16, unless you're, you know, some sort of beast mode or some sort of pencil neck weirdo, you know.
I guess. I don't know. I don't really.
I'd go with a 16 large.
16 large.
If you know his height and weight, I could probably tell you.
Oh, okay. I do know his height and his weight.
I can give you a guesstimate. I didn't work at Brooks Brothers or anything, but I can give you a guesstimate.
You've gone through a lot that you think you can guess.
Yeah.
You're educated.
That's confidence.
Okay, good.
I'm taking a page out of Teddy Roosevelt's book. You know, robust masculinity means you got to be confident.
Okay. So his height was 5'9".
Okay.
So that's like an okay height.
That's my height.
That's cool.
Yeah.
That's a good height.
It's a decent height. It's not bad. It's not
really,
great.
I don't really know. Women are like all different sizes. I'm like 5'3". That's where I'm at. That's good. He was approximately 220 pounds.
Oof, okay. I'd go at least a 17 on the neck.
I can't really tell because he's kind of a tall dude, and I can't.
He's 5'9". That's not that tall.
I think it's, compared to me, 5'9's like, whoa, that's my dream. I think every girl wants to be 5'9". I don't know why. My mom's 5'9".
Can you explain why you think that women want to be 5'9"?
I don't know. I'm all like, you guys, how tall do you think you're going to be when you're older? And this was like in sixth grade. And they're all like, I think I want to be 5'9". My mom's 5'9". She's a pretty good height. And I'm like, that's cool. My mom's 5'9", too. I don't think I'm ever going to be 5'9". But I mean, I can dream about it, maybe.
You probably should have eaten more, like, Brussels sprouts or something when you were a kid. Maybe you'd be able to hit your mark.
They told me if I didn't break my growth plate, I would have been 5'8", which would have been just as close as 5'9".
Why did you break your growth plate?
Why? I didn't choose to break my growth
plate. Okay, okay, okay. All right. Yeah, okay, sure.
I was playing soccer, and I broke my leg and my growth plate.
You probably should try to avoid doing that.
Maybe next time I'll try not to get slide tackled.
Sure, yeah, be more evasive.
More evasive. I'll be like, dude, don't slide tackle me. I like my leg. I want to be tall.
Yeah, it's key.
Next time.
I think probably 5'9 is perceived as an ideal height because it's under 6 foot. You're not too tall. You're not up there with the guys, with the fellas, but you're still tall enough to be seen as an equal and not be overlooked. Amongst other people. No one's going to look over you.
I mean, if you just look people in the eyes, I feel like everyone's the same height as me. If I just look them in the eyes. Unless you're uber tall, like 7, and I just can't see you.
That's a good mentality to have. You know, that means that you're living taller than you are. And that's a way to go.
My dream. It's always been my dream.
I try to do that, you know, sometimes.
Sometimes.
5'9 isn't that tall for guys.
He was right-handed, Teddy Roosevelt. Mm. That's somewhat important. I mean, we haven't had that many left-handed presidents. I think it's about 8, and Obama's the 8th president who has had the left hand.
Yeah.
I don't...
Spawn of the devil.
He's the spawn of the devil.
Yeah, all left-handed people are, myself included.
You're spawn of the devil.
That's what people say. That's the urban myth.
I mean, it makes sense. My dad is left-handed, but he's a pretty chill dude, so it's like nothing on him.
So how does it make sense, but he's also a pretty chill dude? Are you saying that the devil is chill?
Yeah, he could be chill. I don't personally know him, so I can't really talk for him. Okay. I don't want to talk badly about him if he's not here. You know? Got to give him a chance.
Wait, your dad or the devil?
Both.
Okay. All right. Yeah, I'll take that.
I don't want him to think... I don't think highly of him.
How tall is your dad?
I don't really know. I think he's like... He says he's 6, but I'm pretty sure he's like 5'11 or 5'12.
Okay, yeah. We always shoot up.
You shoot up a little, and then I look at one of my brothers, and I'm like... He's a little bit taller than you, and he says he's 6'2", and that's not right. He's definitely 6. So it's all lying in that house about how tall they are. I never lie. I'm just like, I'm 5'3", maybe I'm 5'4", I don't really know. He had pale blue eyes, but he had brown hair. I think it's kind of cool, because then your eyes kind of pop out, and Teddy must have been, like, a ladies' man then.
Wouldn't, like baby blue or, like, lightning blue pop out, and pale blue is a little more subtle?
A little more subtle, but he could have like he has brown hair, so it the still can
contrast.
Pop out.
Contrast.
There's some contrast right there. They didn't tell me exactly what kind of brown hair. That would have been nice. Like
I don't know much beyond brown.
Like, is he like more of a brunette?
Isn't that the same as brown?
No, it's different.
How so?
I'm not really sure, but like when you look at someone's like identification card, it says like brunette versus brown versus what, you know hazel.
You know what the distinctions are there as far as...
I have no clue.
You don't?
Okay. There's probably like a little palette.
I think they'd both be BRN. And that would make it a little bit hard to tell which one was which.
No. No, isn't there a W? It's BRWN? No, that's just leaving out one letter. So
I don't have my wallet, so I don't know.
I'm sorry. I think mine says brown, and my eyes are brown. They aren't hazel, which is upsetting.
Is hazel a licensed option?
Yes, it is. My friend has that.
I'd better sign myself up for that one.
He's pretty excited about that.
Yeah.
So, TR was the first of a lot of things. He's the first president to ride in an airplane, own an automobile, invite an African-American to the White House, Booker T. Washington, dive in a submarine, have a telephone in his house, ride in an automobile, travel outside the U.S. while in office, receive the first first vote cast by a delegate woman, Ellen B. Scott, in 1912. That's pretty cool.
Mm.
Advocate the establishment of a League of Nations.
Yeah.
And host the Olympics, St. Louis, Missouri, 1904. I love the Olympics.
Do you have a favorite event?
It's pole vaulting.
I mean, sure.
Sorry.
There are so many Olympic events.
I know there's a lot of Olympic events.
I didn't assume that your automatic would be pole vaulting.
Like, I love soccer. It's my favorite sport, but I don't necessarily like watching the Olympics. I'd rather watch the World Cup because it's more exciting. And the Olympics is like kind of a lower level. For a lot of them, they're amateurs. And I know for soccer, you only can have 3 pros or it's a certain age limit they have to be at.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not really a huge fan. And, like, you're supposed to root for, your country. So I'd have to root for the United States in soccer. And, I'm not a huge fan of their soccer program. So I can't, I don't want to be like, yeah, go U.S. So I try to not watch soccer during the Olympics.
Why don't you want to be, go U.S.?
I mean, in every other sport but soccer, I'm like, go U.S. And then El Salvador, of course. It always makes sense.
Does El Salvador have a good national soccer team?
No, they normally don't play, I'm going to be honest. But
in the World Cup or the Olympics? Or both?
The World Cup, they haven't been in the World Cup in a really long time.
I'd imagine.
Pan America Cup they have, but that's more of a chance for them. But I got to root for my favorite two countries. I can't just not do that.
Yeah. So is there a country you take other than El Salvador over the U.S. in soccer competition?
In soccer? Oh, Germany. Germany is my favorite national team. Why? Why do you shake your head?
Because are you not an American?
I am an American.
TR is rolling over in his grave right now hearing you say this stuff.
He's like, he's definitely not doing that.
I'd say Taft would be too, but he's probably too happy to roll over. He can't really get himself the whole, full circulating.
He actually lost weight. He went down his college size. I never figured out what his college size meant, but I'm assuming it meant it was lighter than 300 pounds.
So 280?
I'm not sure. He might have been a really skinny chap in college. Maybe he didn't get the college 15, whatever.
Yeah.
Freshman 15.
Freshman 115 he got in his first year in the White House.
Maybe. So, as a child, TR witnessed Abraham Lincoln's funeral procession, and there's a photo of young TR perched in a window watching the procession in New York City in April 1865 that surfaced in 1950s, and it's young TR and his brother at his grandfather's mansion. That's kind of creepy. I don't know if I'd want to... Maybe it's foreshadowing. He watched Abraham Lincoln funeral, which means he's going to be president. I'm just going to throw that out on a limb.
Yeah, I'd put money down that a lot of people probably watched that. I mean, anyone who was around probably watched that funeral procession.
Then why weren't they president?
That's what I'm saying. That's the point I'm making. It could have been anybody.
I
would say it has to do a lot with his masculinity, his robust masculinity, and his ruggedness.
I think you're really into his robust masculinity.
Yeah, no, it's important, He's a driven man, and that's how he got there.
He also had really good memory besides having masculinity, which you enjoy. Roosevelt claimed he had a photographic memory, but it is a statement that he can't be easily proven today. But biographers and historians cited several document cases where Roosevelt was able to recite obscure poetry and other content well over a decade after he read the documents. That's kind of cool. Good memory. That must mean he's a good president. I can't really memorize too many things. Like a song, maybe at most. But that's kind of cool.
I know song lyrics pretty well. That's an unfortunate memory.
Is that not good?
Well, I mean, in the sense that it's occupied a much larger... amount of my memory that I'd like. There are other things that are more important that I'd like to be able to hold on to, but
like facts about TR, like
yeah, yeah,
you wish instead, you could remember these
instead
in
I know all the words to all the small things by Blink-182.
But that's a good song, so you might as well keep that in the back of your head.
But that's the thing, is I could put that on a CD or make an MP3, and I could just have it over here for when I want it, and then I could put other stuff in my brain.
That is true. You could also put this radio podcast, which is at radio.dominican.edu, on a CD and listen to it over and over again.
You could.
And then get that stuck in your brain as well, but also leave room for other things.
Yeah. I guess it's really just about expanding your memory, and working on that as opposed to trying to clear some things out to make room for others.
That's a good point. I think everyone should just ponder on that thought. That was good. That was good. So on that note, we're going to take a break. We just got into TR and we took a couple facts. And today my guest is Ted, and this is Penguin Radio at radio.dominican.edu.
Step out of the lights, I will too. If there's one last kiss we've got to have, can't we have it tomorrow, please? It's a long shot from a world away in a time slot on a passing day. Long shot, yeah, but a chance.
Thank you. this is DJ Freak, and welcome to Oval Hour at radio.dominican.edu. Before the break, me and Ted were talking about Teddy Roosevelt. Ted, has anyone in your life called you Teddy?
Yes. A lot of people called me Teddy when I was a kid, and not since then, but a lot of people on the lacrosse team here at Dominican have decided to call me Teddy.
Do you enjoy the name Teddy?
I used to really get annoyed by it. Now I kind of thicker skin, and I don't really care what people call me. You can call me Nancy if you like. It's up to you.
So
I might not always respond, but you can call me Nancy.
Okay, I'll call you Nancy once in a while, but not Teddy. I can't do Teddy.
I'd prefer that you not. Reserved for you know warm ups in lacrosse when we're throwing the ball around. And
what if I come to your warm ups and I'm like, hey, Teddy?
I don't know if you'd really want to do that.
I'm just like, hey, Teddy. Would you respond? Can you hear me? I'm not really sure because, like, you're wearing a helmet, so I feel like you can't.
You can hear, but I wouldn't respond. I got stuff going on in the field. You know, I got responsibilities.
You're like, ball is down.
Things like that, yeah.
Ball down.
Something around there, yeah.
Or ball. Someone's going to hit me.
Or, yeah, or I'm filling water bottles, you know, other stuff.
Things that need to be done. The field needs to be, you know, lined, except it's a turf field, so that doesn't have to happen.
Okay, it kind of always has lines on it.
I mean,
I get what you're saying.
I'm with you.
Yeah, no, I'm with you.
Grass.
But yeah, usually, I mean, up until this year, pretty much the only people who ever called me Teddy were my siblings and people that, like, my tennis coach from when I was 8. When I see him, he calls me Teddy.
That's adorable.
The tennis coach, he wasn't that nice of a guy.
Oh.
He was so-so.
He was a so-so guy.
Yeah. Anyhow, it's people and, like, my siblings, my older siblings' friends, they all call me Teddy because I was Teddy when I was, like, up until about 15.
That's adorable. That's cute, Ted.
I guess.
Don't worry. I almost called you Teddy there. But I'm not. I'm not going to call you Teddy.
Yeah, I'd avoid it.
What about Teddy Bear?
Yeah, that's not really. That's one of those ones that, like, I kind of definitely, you know, pump the brakes.
You're just like, nope.
You want to hear a weird personal anecdote?
Yeah, go for it.
Are you sure?
How weird is it?
I hope it's appropriate for radio. When I was in fourth grade, I strangled a kid because he called me Theodore. And I didn't like it. He was doing it in a way that was, like, intended to make fun of me. And I told him to stop. And I told him to stop. He wouldn't stop. So I basically choked him until he cried and couldn't breathe. And he told the teachers he thought he was going to die. That stopped after that. No one called me Theodore anymore.
But, okay. I won't call you Theodore. Can I call you you're older now. So, like, you
yeah, definitely
might
more mature. I don't respond. Yeah, no, I don't
respond
that kind of way to those sorts of things. I mean, whatever you try to do to get under my skin, I'm definitely not going to.
Be like, I'm gonna strangle you.
No, that's not really an ideal response. Well, when you're in fourth grade, it's a little. You don't think. You just kind of eat candy and, like, scratch your butt, and play in recess, and that's it.
I guess it wasn't. I mean, I kind of remember, but those were good times. I guess I don't try to look past, like, high school. I'm like, high school was where it was at, not middle school or elementary school, kindergarten. I wish I could do that every day, but teddy bears were named after Teddy Roosevelt.
Yeah, you know, that's what I've read. That's what I've been told. That's what I've heard on the street.
On the street?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I was reading an article, and it said that he didn't want to shoot a bear while on a hunting trip, so they were making fun of him, and they decided, hey, we're going to make teddy bears now, because Teddy Roosevelt doesn't like shooting bears. I mean, that's not too bad. I mean, I don't want to shoot a bear. I don't want to shoot anything, so that kind of is a little different.
Yeah, no, I'm totally with you. I'm not really into the killing of animals any kind of way. It's not really my thing.
I mean, maybe because he didn't shoot the bear, he got his Nobel Peace Prize. Like, that kind of makes sense.
You have to do a little more than not shoot a bear.
Maybe.
But I see where you're going with that. I mean, maybe it was like a lead-up moment. You know, it's one of those small moments that build up to a greater moment.
Yeah, like adopting an aggressive foreign policy. But he also saw America as deserving a role as a global peacemaker. That sounds about right.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't just know that off the top of my head.
No.
In 1906, he convinced Japan and Russia to attend a peace conference in New Hampshire to end their conflict. And he got a Nobel Peace Prize for that. Maybe. Maybe it was the bear thing. I'm pretty sure it was the bear thing. For sure. There's no way it wasn't the bear thing.
Okay, money on the bear thing. Okay.
I have money on the bear thing. Like, okay. $5, because that's all I kind of have.
Mm.
I'm in college. I don't have that much money. My job doesn't pay well. Or it does. It does.
Yeah, you don't want those people with cafeteria to hear you say that. They might find themselves another cashier.
I mean,
who's faster with the bills, faster with the swiping.
I'm pretty fast.
Lightning fast hands, you know, swiping cards left and right.
But did you know TR was a graduate college dropout? Like, this gives me hope. I mean, he made it through college, but he dropped out of graduate school, which isn't, I mean.
Do you know what he was pursuing in grad school?
He was pursuing law at Columbia.
Oh, wow. That's a pretty challenging program, even back in the day.
I mean, I don't know. I definitely would not do politics. I think I'd be so confused and definitely would not, like, try to go to graduate school for it. That kind of would suck.
Well, going to law school is different than going into politics, but one can assist in the other.
I wouldn't go to law school either. It sounds expensive.
It certainly is expensive.
And something I don't need. Maybe one day. I don't know. Maybe my senior year I'm going to be like, law. My communications degree is going to get me into law.
That, you know, that might be a little bit late, but best of luck to you.
Wait, if I graduate with communications and a minor in history, you don't think I can go to law school?
I'm just saying that if you decide your senior year, you might be a little bit behind the eight ball, so to speak, and as far as getting prepared and getting all your stuff in time. You might have to take a little gap year.
Maybe.
Get it all figured out.
I'll figure it out one day.
One day. I mean, you could always go to law school, you know, 10 years from now.
Yeah, that doesn't sound too bad. Maybe I'll get, like, married, have some kids, and be like...
I would hold off on the kids before law school, because, you know, the costs, you know, there with children running around, you can't just get rid of them.
Ted is just knowledgeable. I should have known that.
Well, kids cost a lot, you know.
I'm not quite sure. I don't have a kid yet. I'm glad about that one.
We're going to knock on wood there.
Wow. Thanks, Ted.
Well,
really appreciate that one.
You're college, you know, enjoy your time. Don't.
Thanks. We're going to move on to some trivia.
Oh, goodness.
To test your knowledge. Ted, I know you're knowledgeable and you can do this.
I'll do my best. I'll try hard.
Someone told me you were a history major, but I don't really know if you're actually a history major or not.
Yeah, I don't think they're telling the truth. I'm pursuing a degree in hood rat stuff.
Hood rat stuff.
Yeah.
Okay, that's cool too. Maybe you are a history major.
It's a very challenging program.
At Dominican, of course. We don't like to not challenge students. We don't want to do that.
Mm-mm.
Okay, are you ready for the first question?
I'm ready.
Name all four U.S. presidents that have been assassinated.
All four. Okay. JFK?
Yes.
Okay. James Garfield?
Yes.
Abraham Lincoln?
Yes.
And William McKinley?
Yes. That's good. Everyone forgets William McKinley.
Well, that's the thing is, you know, I did a little bit. I brushed up on my facts before I came in this show.
I'm glad.
And there's a connection there between Roosevelt and McKinley.
Yes.
Do you know about that connection?
How wasn't it? It was the train thing, right? McKinley was shot, like something about there was a train going. He missed the train and he got shot at the train station, right? Something like that. No, I'm wrong.
That might be it. Maybe I'm wrong.
Maybe you're wrong. I think I remember learning in U.S. history there was a connection going on. It was something about like either like someone was going one direction in the train. Or, like, he missed a train and then he got shot. I know he got shot at a train station, though. I'm pretty sure about that one.
It might have been near a train station, but,
oh.
Yeah, it was at the Temple of Music at the Pan American Exposition.
Oh.
And, like, yeah, this guy, whose name I can't pronounce, Leon something or other, had a very complicated, consonant-filled last name, and he was an anarchist. And he thought that it was his responsibility as an anarchist to go ahead and take out McKinley.
Sounds about right.
Make him, you know, sleep with the fishes. So that's what he did. And then, you know, in some ways that kind of might have been a springboard for our boy TR to take his robust masculinity to the next level.
Of course. It's always goes back to his robust masculinity.
That's a fundamental aspect of a president right there. Let me tell you.
What about, like, William Taft, the next president we're about to talk about?
Mm.
He didn't, I mean, he, masculine, maybe, like, I think every president, every man is masculine somehow.
Yeah, but he was a little bit more rotund than robust, but, you know, we'll get into that.
We'll get into that. Are you ready for the next trivia question?
No, but go ahead.
Name all six presidents that had unsuccessful assassinations.
See, that's a tricky question there. And one of the reasons why that's a tricky question is that I've read somewhere that every president since JFK has been threatened with assassination or had something sort of similar to an assassination attempt. The extent to which those assassination attempts, you know, were successful is varying. But, yeah.
Do you want to take a jab at it?
at the names of each?
Six. Maybe you can get four. I don't want to lower your standards, Ted. I have high expectations.
I probably get zero, quite frankly.
Just think about it.
Because
come on.
That's what I'm like. One I'm thinking of, like, how many presidents have there been since JFK?
A lot.
I mean, maybe. How many have there been total?
I'm not sure.
Oh my goodness. So that's the thing. So I'm thinking, like, if every president, I mean, you know, I'm thinking, I, honest to goodness, I definitely, when Barack Obama was elected, I was like, he's gonna be the president of my era of life and existence in the United States. He's gonna be the one who gets assassinated.
I'm not gonna say that that's not cool, but I'm not gonna say that.
I just felt like some crazy lunatic was gonna jump out of the, you know, whatever,
the Secret Service,
a train. Yeah, well, he whenever he gives a speech, he stands behind like 12 inches of bulletproof glass. It's like he couldn't.
No, someone's gonna try attempt.
That's the thing is, I thought for sure in all these appearances and whatnot, like eventually I'll probably see an attempt. Although it's most likely, you know, with George W., it's like people like, ugh, you know, nobody likes him, but no one likes his
shoes. You got a shoe. Is that, wonder if that counts as,
you know,
an assassination
in some countries
attempt.
That's up there. It's pretty close. It might even be worse than an assassination attempt because it's just pure disrespect. You know, it's like purely saying you don't belong.
Did a good job with that shoe.
What, you mean like being evasive?
Yeah, he kind of dodged it.
Yeah, well, anyhow, the point I'm trying to make here is that...
you don't want to answer the question. You're just avoiding the question at this point.
Well, I'm also kind of answering it, you know? You can make the case that many, many, many presidents, more than six, have had attempts, you know, in some degree acted on, you know, to try to assassinate them.
Okay, it's fair enough. It's fair. That's a good answer. So
thank you.
No problem. We'll move on to the next question.
Okay, so that's two right for me.
That's two right for
we're
you.
We're counting that second one.
Okay, we'll count that one.
Cool.
Let's see if you know this one. Do you know the pets? There's a lot of pets that have happened, and I love giving these questions because they're kind of hard. Who had a dog named Vito? Was it William Henry Harrison, General Ford, James Buchanan, or James Garfield?
And what kind of dog was this?
I'm not really sure.
You know what kind of dog? Okay, so his name Vito.
Vito.
Could you give me the potential multiple choice options again? Would you run through them?
William Henry Harrison, General Ford, James Buchanan, James Garfield.
Buchanan.
No.
Aww.
That one's wrong. You were close. It's the other James. It's James Garfield. He had a dog named Vito.
You don't know what kind of dog?
No, I'm sorry.
Well, some of these presidents, they pick some weird dogs. You know, they pick some strange, some sort of weird setter.
What's wrong?
I mean, if I were president, I'd get myself a retriever or a lab, and that'd be it.
I mean, I'm pretty sure there's a president. I feel like Ronald Reagan had, like, a retriever in there somewhere and some cocker spaniels.
Well, he was a horse guy. He liked the horses. He had a ranch in Santa Barbara with lots of horses.
Ooh, I don't like horses, so it's...
I don't either. You know, they're so big.
They can kick you in the face and...
They can do that.
It scares me, I'm not going to lie.
Yeah.
So, are you ready for the next question? You've only gone
one
wrong.
About horses, they're pretty, to me, they're unpredictable. A lot of people say that they're, you get to know the horse and it's like another person, and it's not. It's an unpredictable animal.
I knew a person who got kicked in the face by a horse.
I had a relative who got kicked in the head by a horse and had brain damage the rest of his life.
Exactly. So, I'll pet it and then maybe like run away after.
You mean like
I
if it's encased, like if it's got an enclosure
or
something?
Yeah, it can't kick me. They're like, it can't kick you the front way. I think it can. It goes up and it hits me in the face.
Yeah, well, that's sort of more of like a stomping. More of like a
that still
two-legged,
scares me. That might kill me. That might crush my bones and stuff.
Anyhow, dangerous animal.
Name all four presidents who died in office, excluding assassinations.
Excluding?
Yes. Does that bother you?
Well, those are easy. I mean, I already got those down. So those I already have those are what we call in the bank.
In the bank.
You said there are four of them, though? Still
there's
four?
There's four of them.
Man, excluding assassinations. I'm going to go with... Is Taft one of them?
No.
Because he was so hefty. You just think it's likely. Okay. Let me think here.
Should I put a timer on you?
Is that part of the? Is that how this works here? I mean,
no, but I mean,
I didn't know I was on the clock. I thought we were just kind of chatting. I didn't even know.
Casual.
I didn't know you were gonna ask me questions. I didn't.
I'm sorry.
I was prepared.
Prepped you.
Yeah, you study for a test. This is a pop quiz here, obviously, and I'm not prepared for it.
It's pop trivia.
Pop trivia, except it's not pop trivia because pop trivia is like popular culture trivia.
All right, that's true.
Okay.
I'm sorry about that. Next time we'll have pop trivia.
Okay. Warren Harding?
Yes.
Okay. William Henry Harrison?
Yes.
Let me think.
Yeah.
Garfield?
No. He's related to TR. Ooh, who could that be?
Go ahead here. I'm drawing a blank on all. I mean, I'm thinking
FDR.
I'm thinking presidents, you know, back
Zachary Taylor.
I'm thinking like first six is where my mind is right now. First six presidents, because I'm thinking like you're more likely to catch something or like have some infection and not be able to treat it. And that way, like, whereas, you know, more modern presidents, it's, you know, you get some penicillin, you get a shot in the butt cheek, and you're good to go.
I guess.
Well, that's like the way that my brain is thinking about this, really.
Well,
so.
I just listed all of them all right. while you were thinking.
So
about
do I get it. Like do I get like half credit there?
You get half credit, and you get some candy, some Ooh. Milk duds. Oh,
I love milk duds.
So we're gonna move on to William Taft.
I suck at trivia.
No, that was pretty good. That was, I'm not gonna lie. That was pretty good.
It's 2.5. If it were a 4-point test.
I mean, technically it would have been.
That's like just above an F, right?
That's good.
Okay. All right. It's, sure.
You wanted a C because C's get degrees.
Is that even a C though? I mean, percentage wise, I don't know if it is.
No, but I mean, William Taft was the 27th president of the United States. Did you know that?
No. No, I didn't. I didn't. There's right a lot of things I don't know about this guy.
He was the governor of the Philippines, Roosevelt's Secretary of War. He drafted, he directed the construction of the Panama Canal, so he worked along TR to do that.
Mm-hmm.
He also participated in the negotiations that would end the Russo-Japanese War, so he helped TR once again. During presidency, he had an all right presidency. He kind of split the party in half, the Republican Party. Kind of made TR mad, so he made his own party, and kind of didn't go so well for him after that. But he did get to do his favorite thing on earth, which was to be a Supreme Court justice, I think.
Yeah, that's definitely a serious accomplishment.
He always wanted to do that, so, and he's the only president to have done that.
If I can't be a professional academic in sand, if I can't get my doctorate in sand studies, then I definitely would, you know, second to that Supreme Court justice for sure. That's but after you know, high degree in sand studies, sand science.
You want to get that down first. You don't want
to. I need
like,
to know my sand.
You need to know your sand. So we're gonna take a break right now. We just introduced William Taft. This is Oval Hour at radio.dominican.edu, and my guest today is Ted. And right after, we'll talk about William Taft. Craving Tiger Chuck Puppy. Craving Tiger Chuck Puppy now. Craving Tiger Chuck Puppy.
Puppy. Oh, hey, you dig it?
Hey, this is DJ Freak, and this is Oval Hour at radio.dominican.edu. And my guest today is Ted, and before the break, we were talking about William Taft, and now I'm going to talk about his facts.
Before we get into that, would you mind if I asked you about your DJ name, DJ Freak? What was motivation behind that?
I guess I'll tell you why.
Our listeners, of course.
Of course you want to know why I chose DJ Freak.
Yeah, a lot goes into a name.
Well, I thought about it a lot, and I actually came up with the name in high school. We didn't need to have a DJ name when we played songs, because no one really listened, so it wasn't a big deal. And, I chose Freak probably because it's one of my usernames. One day I was just like, I'm kind of weird. Okay. And I'm like, I'm kind of a freak.
Yeah.
So I might as well just use it as my DJ name because it's also a lot of my usernames.
Okay. See, I was curious because I was kind of thinking, you know, is it freak like Freak Show Freak or freak like Silk Freak Me? Like that kind of, I'm not really sure what you mean there. So there's a little bit of ambiguity. Maybe. Or like, you know, like Freakazoid, you know, the cartoon. Maybe you're not familiar. Maybe before your time.
Maybe.
Freakazoid?
I don't really. Also, I'm a huge fan of Freaks and Geeks. So
okay, yeah.
I always considered myself a freak rather than a geek.
Okay.
So
strong choice.
Yeah. So some facts about Taft. Taft was the largest man, and he's most people know him as the dude who got stuck in the bathtub.
Yeah.
Which isn't true.
Well, may or may not be.
He actually had a tub specially made for him, and he never actually got stuck. But I read a story about how he was at a hotel, and he didn't think about the amount of water that was already in there, and he got into the tub, and it started overflowing, and it went down the floor below and started leaking on the people below. So it was a little embarrassing. So he never actually got stuck in a tub, but he did overflow a tub, which I feel like most people do once in a while.
Yeah, no, that definitely happened to me. I actually, last semester, my suite mates overflowed our toilet, and the exact same thing happened. It leaked down the people below.
Ooh.
Kind of a nightmare situation for them.
Did that cost you money?
No, I didn't do it. My suite mate did.
So you had to, like, ooh.
I had to witness.
You had to witness the amount
of the overflow, yeah.
That's kind of gross.
Yeah, you know.
It happens.
Definitely does. Bathtubs, toilets, anything with water, it could overflow.
Yeah.
Or any liquid.
But Taft is also known for other things. Like, he was the first president to start the first pitch of a baseball game at the season opener. And it was the Washington Senators and the Philadelphia Athletes. That's kind of cool. I guess it's kind of an American thing, like we were talking about before, with football and baseball being American. So he started that. That's pretty cool, I guess. It's kind of a huge deal. People are like, oh, yeah, that person threw it the first pitch. Ooh, cool.
Do you know that maybe if it was the case that he was one of the initiators of that tradition of having some person who was well-known in society to come out and throw the first pitch?
He began the presidential tradition of doing it.
Okay, yeah.
I don't know if he brought out the actual.
Do you think he threw a pretty good ball?
I'm going to say yes. I feel like he probably had a good throw. I've seen some pretty bad ones, but normally they go well.
He probably put his weight into it.
Of course he did. He was 300 pounds at one point while in the presidency, but he was 6 foot. He was 6 feet and 4 inches. So,
really,
that's pretty tall.
So that evens out the weight a little bit. He's not like
a little. He's still kind of big.
I thought he was 5'11".
I looked and it said he was 6'4".
Huh.
Maybe we need.
Well, that's another aspect of the whole overflowing the tub thing. You know, it's like if you're the big human being, then you're gonna have more struggles with that kind of stuff.
That makes sense. Makes sense. He's also the only former president to give oath of office to an incoming president. He performed this honor to both Coolidge and Hoover. That's kind of cool. Like,
yeah.
Hey, I was president. Now I'm going to get you in to be president.
Yeah. Yeah, that is definitely a cool thing.
He is one of the only two presidents buried at Arlington Cemetery besides JFK. That's kind of cool. I've never been there, but people tell me it's kind of cool because they went on the trip in eighth grade. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe one day I'll get to go there. My future.
It's mostly soldiers buried there, right?
Yes.
Yes.
It's true.
Almost entirely. Very few exceptions, probably.
Yeah. He also had nicknames, and I never knew his nicknames until I looked it up today. Big Bill, kind of.
Yeah.
Kind of sounds about right for him. Big Lub. I don't.
That's a little more offensive, I think.
I guess. I mean, it seems like the same idea.
Mm-hmm.
His wife called him Sleeping Beauty due to the fact that he would doze off at parties, or he would doze off during funerals and operas, and especially church services.
No time like nap time.
Yeah, that's for sure. One of my listeners just texted in telling me that he was actually just 6 feet even.
Really?
So maybe I need to fact check.
Yeah, maybe. Or maybe he needs fact check.
Maybe.
Maybe you guys need some more trivia crack practice or something.
Yeah, that's where I get my facts. How did you know? Trivia crack.
It's a fad. Everyone's into it.
Why don't we play each other, Ted?
I don't have that app on my phone.
You should get it.
I don't know my iTunes password. I don't get new apps.
That's kind of sad.
Yeah, it limits the abilities of my smartphone, but
you can make a new one.
Yeah, and given my score of just above an F in the trivia early, maybe I should brush up on my facts. Yeah, maybe
I'll put trivia crack on your phone, and then we'll play each other, and you'll get better at it. Maybe.
Maybe you'll just lose a lot.
I don't know. I'm pretty good at it. I play my mom once in a while. And we get, like, tied. We'll go back and forth. She's a pretty smart lady.
Yeah.
And we'll go back and forth. She's, like, a science person, so mm-hmm. She always gets the science right. And somehow she gets pop culture right more than I do.
She probably searches those.
I don't know. I play her, like, right in front of me, so she can't really, like, cheat.
Okay.
And I get those wrong.
Anyhow, back to Taft.
Taft was also the last president to rock facial hair while in office.
Do you know what he rocked?
I'm not really sure. I feel like he rocked a mustache.
Yeah.
Like a white one.
Well, it's how much did he weigh again?
How much did he weigh? About 300 at one point.
At 6'4", 300, I would definitely go with the handlebar if I were him. You know, just go ahead and...
Handlebar. I don't have too much knowledge on facial hair, but...
That's the one that goes above the lip and then down around
down,
the mouth.
Down. That sounds about right.
It's sort of like a goatee, but it doesn't close in the chin.
That's cute. That's a...
A lot of baseball players rocked that one.
Ooh, I don't know. I don't think I'm into the handlebar thing, but I mean, maybe they were back then. Maybe.
Maybe.
That's kind of cool. So I have some more trivia. Are you ready for this? Or no?
I mean, no, but who knows?
Who knows?
Can't get worse than an F, right? So.
I mean, you didn't get a zero, which is kind of cool.
Sure. Okay, hit me.
Are you ready?
Uh-huh.
What is the most common religious affiliation among the presidents?
Catholicism.
No.
Or not Catholicism.
I feel
being
like
a,
I'm
going
to... Being
a Protestant. Being a normal Christian. Non-Catholic. JFK was the only Catholic president, right?
I believe so.
Yeah, I know so. Except for Barack Obama, the, like, non-Muslim, who everyone thinks is a Muslim. Anyhow.
Anyhow. You're close. You're close. It starts with a P. Or it doesn't start with a P. It actually starts with an E. I'm sorry. I lied to you.
Episcopalian?
Yes. I don't know. I think that's some... It's kind of Catholic, right? It's like
no.
Christian.
Well, I mean, that Episcopalian is like...
Close?
It's... We don't... There's... It's different. Women can hold... You know, can be priests and...
Maybe I should switch my religion so I can be
a
priest.
Catholic?
I am Catholic.
I mean, the thing about Catholicism, that it's like a lot of sinning and a lot of repenting for the sinning, and then you go out and sin again, and you repent again, and you know, all that stuff. It's
maybe
like,
I enjoyed doing that.
What the heck? Anyhow, I think JFK was the only Catholic president, so I get that backwards.
That's like a point. You get
that's
a point
the
thing.
The
that.
Reason why I said Catholicism, because that's what I was thinking of, is the fact that he's the only one. And it actually like really went against him when he ran.
It did.
Because he was this weirdo Looney Tunes Catholic.
He's like, oh, who are Catholics? Oh, God.
Yeah. Anyhow. Can you give me half credit on that one?
I'll give you credit for that.
Okay, so
because you knew he was the only
president.
3 out of 5
points there, right?
Yeah. Who's the oldest elected president?
Oh goodness.
Gosh. He was 69. It's one of the the newer presidents.
Newer, more recent.
Thank you. That's a horrible grammatic mistake.
That's okay.
He was 69. That's, he was an actor. He was an actor.
Yeah, but a bunch of, I mean, what's his name? The guy we talked about earlier. Sorry, I'm really tired.
You're really tired? Why are you tired?
I had class from 9 until 8.
No
practice,
break.
Practice in there. My break was practice.
Your break was practice.
Yes.
No eating whatsoever.
I had lunch, but I had to do homework too, so.
That.
Anyhow, my brain isn't functioning.
He was R.R. I gave you his initials.
Well, didn't we talk about this guy?
R.R. R.R.
Ronald Reagan.
It's Ronald Reagan.
Ugh. Ronald McDonald. The Reaganator.
Okay, you don't really get points for that. I kind of had to help you on that one.
Well, you gave me lots of hints, but you could give me hints on all of them, and I still might not get them.
It's true. Who's the youngest president? Elected.
Of past, already been, because, I mean, I'm on my way.
You're on your way.
Yeah.
You have to be 35, Ted.
Wasn't it our buddy TR?
It was not.
It was not?
Elected.
It was or was not? Oh, elected. Oh, JFK then.
It's JFK. And yeah, then you got the second question.
Hot young piece.
So
43.
He was 43.
Okay.
That's pretty good. You got the second question I was going to ask too, and you got it right.
I already answered it.
You got TR.
Oh, yeah. Well, I wasn't listening when you said elected. I got these headphones on. I can't hear you.
Of course. Of course you can't hear me. What about the oldest living formal president?
Formal?
Former president.
Oldest living? Like the oldest...
Who was born
to be alive continuously and not die?
Yeah,
I'm gonna go with Ronald Reagan again.
He's the second one.
Second?
Yeah, there's one other. I believe in you.
You believe in me?
Yeah, Ted. I always
to be president or to answer the question.
Both.
Calvin Coolidge.
No.
Herbert Hoover.
No. You have 10 seconds. One.
Joe Ford. Two.
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
No way.
You kind of get credit for that.
Well, I mean, third time's a charm, right?
Always. Maybe fourth,
yeah, if you're answering trivia.
Or fifth or sixth.
Yeah, anyhow.
That's all the time we have for tonight's Oval Hour, where we pull the rad facts straight from the White House. Thank you, Ted, for being my guest.
You're so welcome.
Remember to head over to the lacrosse game on Saturday.
That's right.
And watch Ted play.
I might not play.
Yay!
You can watch it anyway. It'll be a good game.
Tune in next time on Wednesdays from 9 p.m. to 10 p.m. at radio.dominican.edu. Bye.